And welcome to the Bachelor Podcast with Nicole and Matt. This is the show where we discuss the whole family of Bachelor reality TV relationship shows on ABC. This is episode number 56 of our podcast, and we're going to discuss the finale episode of The Bachelor that aired just a few days ago on March 12th. So let's talk about it. I am sitting here in the Bachelor Podcast studios with my wife, Nicole.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, good. So...
Some time has passed since the finale, and we gave you some of our brief thoughts the other day. So what we're going to do is we're going to get into some of your thoughts quickly, and then we're going to go into a recap of what happened with maybe some detailed analysis. So why don't we get into that right now? So first, we had a couple clarifications. We had a question about what is up with Frank and Nicole, his girlfriend Nicole. So just to back up a little bit here, so to refresh people's memories. When Allie was on her season, she had this guy Frank, and Frank left because he wanted to be with his girlfriend. So when they showed us, like,
it was his ex-girlfriend at the time.
His ex-girlfriend, he wanted to go back to be with her. Right.
Name Nicole.
Name Nicole. Not you.
No.
And when they showed Frank again during the Bachelor Pad teaser part, they kind of left it up in the air whether or not Frank and his girlfriend were together or not. So he had a couple comments that clarified that.
Okay.
People were saying this with some certainty. Reality Junkie 8888 told us that they're still together. But also, this is very interesting. This is from Laura Goldberg. She says, "Hi, Matt and Nicole. I just started listening to you two, and I love your podcast. You said that you're confused over the whole Frank and Nicole relationship. I am positive that Frank and Nicole are still together and are very happy.
Okay.
The show made it look like Frank and Allie still have a connection, but there's no way that those two will ever get together. I hope that they stay together, but also that Allie finds someone too. Keep up the great podcast, Laura." Now, Laura's from Illinois, so I'm wondering, it's Frank is from Chicago, so I'm wondering, does she know something?
Maybe. I mean, if I were his girlfriend, Nicole, watching, then I would have been very unhappy with that episode. Because the show made it seem like Frank was really interested in Allie. That's all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we kind of had a couple interesting takes on Courtney at Facebook this week. We had Beverly Blackburn say this. She says, "Courtney won me over. I did not think that I would say that, but I found myself pulling for her. But when Ben said the dreaded but at the final rose ceremony, I was saying out loud, 'Don't do that to her after all that happened.'" And then she goes on to say, "But also, I really love the podcast." So, anyways, what do you think about Beverly and how Courtney won her over?
I could totally understand how she won her over. I think it's very easy to be won over by someone when we forget all the comments that she's made. I mean, I think it... I wish, and I said this to you, Matt, when we were watching the After the Final Rose, I said, I know this is totally evil of me to say, but I wish that they showed a montage of all the mean things Courtney said.
She said a lot of mean stuff.
She said a lot. And she hadn't said anything mean in the last couple weeks of watching the episodes. You know what I mean? She hadn't said anything. So we forgot.
Right.
We forgot. So I can understand how Courtney won Beverly over. I get it. But remembering and watching the clips of all the things that she said, like, how, you know, this is the one I always remember, the latest one. KCB is a little girl trapped in a little boy's body. And, you know, just like mean things. Just mean things.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Well, it seems like a lot of people on Facebook and on Twitter and stuff, they really think that Courtney and Ben deserve each other.
I agree.
That they really, truly do. This is what someone said about... Let's talk about Ben for a second, because I think we're going to talk a lot about Courtney. This is what someone wrote in. This is from Roxy and Mark. And Roxy wrote us and said, "We agree with you guys. Ben is a goober. He's the worst bachelor they've had. At least Andrew Firestone. Remember him? Was a winemaker who was charming and charismatic. Sheesh, Ben, work out much? We miss the therapist sessions that Brad used to have before the rose ceremonies. And we think Ben did the show to promote his wine, although we never hear about it. Worst case scenario, he did it for all those helicopter rides."
Maybe.
So do you think that he came on the show just to promote his wine? Because I've been saying that since day one. Do you think so?
I don't think so, because he never did promote his wine. So
well, they probably but there's probably some sort of clause where he couldn't discuss his wine, but people are smart, and like me, I googled Ben Flanjic wine. And I found his company. I'm not going to say the name of it. I don't want to give him promotion. But I half considered buying a bottle of wine from his website. I did, just because, you know, hey, why not? But he just soured me. I have sour grapes now, if you will.
Ba-dum-tsh.
So that's about Ben. This is what Lori says on Facebook. She says, "Hi, guys. I just want to say that him and Courtney, in the end, may have a chance together. It seems like they're both equally, quote-unquote, special and could make some weird relationship bond none of us could understand. Laugh out loud. I have a question for the next round, though, with Emily. What's everyone's reason for watching that season? I find her very boring, and I'm hoping someone who has inspiration to get me to watch her snooze fests. Love the show, guys."
I agree. I think, let me say this. I don't know if she's boring as just quiet. She's just reserved. Do you know what I mean? And I think it could be a boring season because of that. However, I really liked her on Brad's season. I mean, she seems very mature for her age. She seemed to have a good head on her shoulders. So I'm curious to see what happens. I'm curious to see what happens.
I agree. And I was discussing this with someone at work yesterday. Because everyone knows that I love The Bachelor, and everyone flocks to me. And like, so Matt, what'd you think about last night?
Everyone flocks to me.
It's terrible. hi, Danielle. And but you know, we were discussing it. I really think the show has to rehab its image a little bit, because the show has gotten so much bad press because of the whole Ben and Courtney thing. And if they don't go back to the original formula of The Bachelor by showing us an actual romantic relationship being formed, and not, you know, just the drama and the, you know, the name calling and this and that, people are going to stop watching. I mean, you and I have joked around about it to each other.
Uh-huh.
About, you know, oh gosh, this is the last season we're going to watch this show. But, you know,
and then people, we continue to watch.
So. true. So, and just a clarification here. Well, Aaron on Facebook was asking, why wasn't Lindsay on after the final rose? And Bill and Carolyn wrote us, and they said, "We saw Lindsay on Good Morning America today, and she said she declined to come on after the final rose because it was emotional for Ben and Courtney, and she didn't need, quote-unquote, closure. And she also said that if it doesn't work out, call me thing was a joke."
She did say that was a joke. I don't know if people are going to believe that, but I can understand that. I think the way she described it on Good Morning America, because we saw her on Good Morning America too, is that it was a joke, and she said, "It's such an awkward moment. I had to say something." And I think that's what happened more so than I'm going to say something really funny now. I think she felt so awkward and said something stupid.
Yeah. I don't think she literally meant call me, but
no.
She's not like, what's her name, who wanted sloppy seconds. Who was
Molly?
No, not Molly. Allie? No, gosh, how quickly we forget these names. Not Julie. The girl that straddled Ben at the...
Jamie,
thank you. All right, so that about wraps it up for listener feedback of the moment. We'll have a voicemail we'll get to later, but we'll save that for the end. So, Nicole, what do you say we get into our recap of the episode, and let's give this our best analysis we can.
This sounds good.
Despite all of the odds against us.
So we start in Switzerland, and Ben's mom and sister come to meet the girls, and Ben says that their opinion means a lot. And I'll say it again, but Ben's sister looks like his twin.
They look exactly alike. And it's a good question. How much are they alike in personality? Because I'm wondering, are they going to be able to be honest with him? And is he going to be honest with them? Are they going to be able to really show the true feelings? And is he going to say to them how he's really feeling and all the concerns that are happening with Courtney? And I have all these questions.
Right.
What's he going to do?
So Ben starts to describe Lindsay. And then his sister asks if there was a girl that the other girls didn't like, which is just so interesting.
Yeah, she says, are there any red flags that are...
No, she says, the girl who doesn't get along with other girls is a red flag.
Yeah, exactly. And she says, normally she doesn't approve of his girlfriends. And he says, you know, sometimes she has issues with the girls that I date. Which, I wonder why, Ben.
Exactly.
What kind of girls do you normally date?
He obviously doesn't choose well. So first one to meet the family is Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, so clumsy during lunch. She drops her silverware, like, twice.
But it's cute, though. You know, it's like, I thought that was endearing.
Her time with mom goes very well. The mom asks, what is it that you like about Ben? And Lindsay says some very great things. And then the time with Ben's sister, the sister asks Lindsay for a little scoop about the other girl.
Now, what do you think about how she did that? Should she have asked her to talk about the other girl? I guess because Ben was telling her, look, the other girl is drama, so her curiosity was piqued.
Yeah, I think her curiosity was piqued. I think that's okay. I think it's okay. And I think Lindsay had a perfect answer. She just said, Courtney is very different from me. You know, we're very different. And then the sister mentions the red flag again about Courtney. Now, in my notes, I started to count how many times Ben's sister mentions the words red flag. So and that was number two.
That was number two. Okay. So Lindsay describes herself as a people person. And Julia, his sister, signs with Lindsay immediately. And I think right off the bat, she's like, all right, pick this girl.
Right.
The other girl's a red flag. Just pick Lindsay. Go for it.
She says, I really, really like Lindsay. Mom says Lindsay's the total package.
Yeah.
So then they start to talk about Courtney. And his sister says, she's a model. The way she says it, she is not happy about the fact that this girl's a model.
One thing about Lindsay and her time with the family, though, was it just me or was it like really short?
Very short.
The segment was like 5 minutes, if that.
Right.
If that. Normally, it's like a long extended time. You see them having dinner and talking. Why do you think that was? Why do you think?
Because they want to, shorten it, edit it down because they don't care about Lindsay and they want us to show. They want to show us how much Ben really loves Courtney and blah blah blah. So, the sister is not happy again that she's a model, and she says, this is a red flag, number three.
So then when they leave, Ben seems really, like, low-key. Like, he seems a little upset that they liked Lindsay as much as they did, I think.
I agree.
And I think he's upset that they're already down on Courtney for her profession and the whole red flag thing.
And then Ben says, the Courtney that everyone has seen interact with the women in the house is not the real Courtney. Well, what does that mean?
How could that not be the real
Courtney?
Right. Like, just because she acts one way around you and she acts another way around other people, so that's not the real Courtney?
That doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
So the sister mentions a red flag fourth time. Now we have Courtney meeting the family. Ben is so worried about his family prejudging. But you know what? That really shouldn't be a worry if there weren't any issues in the first place. You know what I mean? This reminded me of Jake and Vienna. You know, Jake's family loved Henley and during his season, and then the family goes to meet Vienna, and it's awkward at first. But I knew, I'm like, blah, 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 then they're going to end up liking her. It was totally ridiculous. Courtney says, I think the girls were judging me. And then Julia, the sister, immediately challenges that comment and says, well, did you try? She's great.
I have to give her that. Now, do you think that if his family didn't like Courtney, if after they met her and said, we don't like her, Ben, we understand why there are red flags because we don't like her, what do you think he would have done? Do you think he still would have chosen her?
I honestly think he probably still would have chosen her, but he would not have proposed. He would have said, I want to date you and let's see where this goes. That's my theory. Because I think he obviously liked her more than Lindsay. You know, I think he fell in love with her. And so I think he still would have chosen her, but...
You know, you're right. When he saw that the past, present, and future on top of that Aztec temple,
we
know that the evil spirits of their gods were infecting his heart.
Exactly. Oh, so then Courtney has the time with sister, and the sister mentions a red flag for the fifth time.
Number five.
Courtney says that she tried to get to know the girls, but they didn't want to get along with her. And what bothers me about that is I just wish she would own up and just say, you know what? this was really, really hard. It was really hard for me to be in a house with 25 girls, and I'm sure it was hard for the other girls too. And unfortunately, I did not handle it well. And I that's the only thing I could say is I wish that I was better prepared to handle it. And if I could go back in time, I would have really tried to just try and get along with everybody. But it was my defense mechanism because I care so much about Ben. I think if she said that, all of America wouldn't be so annoyed with her. But the thing that she keeps saying, I tried, is what's bothering me. Her time with the mom, she says that she's confident in her relationship with Ben and blah, 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 blah.
So then Ben's sister is completely shocked. And Ben's like, on pins and needles. And she's like, because I love Courtney. Oh, my gosh. And I want to throw up. So she gives Ben her approval. But for some reason, though, like, Ben is, like, really nervous, like, with his family while they're talking to him. He's, like, shifty. He keeps, like, moving around. Like, I'm wondering, like, does he have doubts about Courtney, like, while they're, like, giving their approval? Is he deep down inside, like, oh, I hope I'm making the right decision here?
Maybe.
That's what I think was happening. I really think that.
It's interesting because he mentions again that Courtney's a model. And I'm like, he loves it. He loves that she's a model. You know what I mean? He's like, you know, but she's a model. I'm like, you love it.
But he loves the fact that she's a model, but she's like different.
Right,
you know?
Right.
She's not like your regular model, mom.
Right.
You know?
And but it's interesting. Ben was very, very quiet when his mom and sister said great things about Lindsay. You know, they're like, she's well accomplished, she's lovely, she's sweet, she's easy to like. But then when they bring up Courtney, when they're going to say nice things about her, Ben is the one who's jumping in and saying all these great things about her. And the mom and sister are quiet. It's like, I thought you wanted their opinions. You know, like he sat quiet and heard the opinions about Lindsay. But then when it came to Courtney, he was defending her and saying all these great things about her.
I think he was mentally prepared before that to try and make a case for Courtney. He knew that he had to, like, probably win them over. And when he didn't really have to, he was still so geared up to do that he just kept going and going and going and blah, 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 blah.
Right, right.
But so they leave. And he basically, like, when he's talking to them, basically says, like, yeah, so I'm going to propose to Courtney.
Yeah.
I'm glad my parents
are, it's
my mom and my sister are cool with it.
And what bothers me is, you know, I don't remember a season of The Bachelor, the last time we had a Bachelor or Bachelorette, where we didn't know who they were going to pick in the end. Like, they made it so obvious this time around.
So your point is that it's been a long time since we've had a mystery towards the end where it wasn't blatantly obvious who the final person was going to be.
So I went online and I was looking at all the recent Bachelor and Bachelorettes. And okay, Ben, we knew he was going to pick Courtney because he basically told us, because he told his mom and sister, you know, how would you feel if I proposed to her? And okay, done. Brad. We knew he was going to pick Emily. That same thing happened. That last episode, he basically told us, yeah, I'm going to pick her, but I'm nervous now because she's backing out. It looks like she's, you know, getting nervous. So we knew that. Jake, we knew he was going to pick Vienna because he basically was defending her with his family. The last person that we weren't, at least for me, this is all how I felt, that we weren't totally sure as to who they were going to pick was Jason. When it was between Melissa and Molly.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really sure.
Apparently he wasn't either.
Yeah, exactly. Because then he changed his mind. But it's been a long time. That was 3 years ago. You know? And I'm like, come on, let's like have a little mystery here.
Now let me ask you this. You and I try to remain as spoiler free as possible, but it's hard to not ignore some of the insinuations that you read at like people.com or on Ben's blogs or Chris Harrison's blogs. And I was kind of getting the impression from Ben in his blogs, especially where he was talking about Courtney and saying, you know, don't try to judge her. Like he was defending her, you know, every single time she did something or said something. He always had a defense and just kind of made me think, there's a good chance that she's one of the final two, and you know, God forbid, he may even choose her in the end.
Yeah, yeah.
So, do you think that it's because of all the stuff that's out there that makes it harder for it to be a surprise anymore?
Maybe, but what I noticed with Jake's season and with Brad's season, that the last episode, the season finale, they basically say to the camera or to their family who they are choosing. I'm just saying, like, I'm not even talking about spoilers out there. I'm literally talking about the fact that aren't the producers saying, like, all right, don't say that. Like, I remember Brad saying, you know, I mean, I'm getting ready to propose to this woman, and now she's having second thoughts. And, well, so you're telling us basically that you're picking Emily. Like, come on, leave a little mystery here.
I'm hoping
some
that
suspense.
Well, let's keep moving on. Let's go.
So then we have his date with Courtney, and Courtney then says, tells the camera she never saw a side of depth to Lindsay. So she makes a little jab.
Again, a little jab.
They do the picnic in the snow, and I'm thinking, I would hate that. Like, I hate being cold. I would hate to have a sitting on a blanket where my butt is, like, on the snow, and I'd be freezing. So I know they have a fire and everything, but still. So what's with Ben's vest? When they go to – that's all I have written here. Ben goes to Courtney's place. What's with Ben's vest? So ugly. And then she gives him a gift, which is a, you know, scrapbook of pics of the two of them and blah, 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 blah. Now, there was the date with Lindsay before that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the horse and carriage ride. And Ben, they go skiing. And Lindsay doesn't give Ben a gift. I'm wondering, did she give him a gift? And they just didn't show it.
Hmm. That's a really good question.
I mean, she might not have, but I'm wondering. This is what was awful. When the gondola stopped and she said, it was so great meeting your family. And Ben goes, yeah. Yeah, they liked you.
Yeah, he is blah city at that moment. One thing I want to mention about him and Lindsay on their final day is he's like very like physically controlling.
Yes.
So like it's hard. I can't. I showed this to you. I demonstrated this for you. Demonstrated this for you while we were watching the show. And I obviously this is a podcast and people can't see me. Mm-hmm. But let me just try to explain this. She goes to give him a hug and he like grabs her arms, and like then allows her to hug him. But it's almost like every physical touch that they have on that last day, he has to kind of control.
Yes.
He has to kind of have it be on his terms. And I think that if we didn't already basically know that he was picking Courtney already, that would be a huge sign right there.
You're right.
That he's, you know, for some reason, he's still going to be physically, you know, affectionate with her, but it has to be on, you know, his own terms, his own level. He can't allow her to just do it.
I agree. It's a very, very good, point.
So watch for that in future dates on this show. I think that's a good sign.
Now, I'm thinking
Or a bad sign.
Yeah. I'm thinking this. When they're in the gondola, I'm thinking, at this point, Ben should just do what Allie did on her season. Remember when it was the last day and Allie had a date with Chris, all set, and it was between Chris and Roberto?
Chris L.
And she let Chris go, and she just told him then and there, like, I'm sorry, but I'm in love with someone else.
So he didn't even get to walk down that, you know.
Nope. He didn't.
Aisle.
She didn't. She cared about him too much to let him embarrass himself. And Ben knew that he was picking Courtney on this date with Lindsay. Like you said, he was more controlled in his, you know, physically with her, and just be nice and tell her, listen, I'm falling in love with someone else. I'm so sorry, but I don't want you to get all dressed and geared up and hoping that I propose to you when that's not what's going to happen.
He should have done that. He should have done that.
And Lindsay says she's never felt more vulnerable in her life. And I'm like thinking, this is torture to watch. Ben comes to her place and tells her he's had a good feeling about her from the beginning. I'm like, don't lead her on. Totally leading her on. So we get to the helicopter. Well, actually, before that, Courtney tells Ben that she's not so happy that he told his family that she had problems with the other girls. And she says that there are times that he says there's times that he doesn't understand her and that she frustrates him, which is interesting. But if I were Ben, why didn't Ben say, I wasn't planning on telling my family that, but my sister out and out asked me, was there any girl in the house that the other girls didn't like? That's
right.
What she said.
Right.
And in Ben's defense, he just answered the question, you know? So what do you think about when Neil Lane comes to the door and says...
Like, hi, I'm Neil Lane. Like, I love it. It's like actually him that shows up.
But what about when he tells him, this is the second time we've been doing this?
Oh, yeah.
This is the second time. Good to see you again.
I know. I wrote down in my notes, man, I was expecting him to be like, so, all right, pick out a better ring this time, because obviously the last one didn't work.
So the girls take a helicopter to see Ben. I'm thinking the helicopter lands and there's so much dirt and dust like as it lands. Like, doesn't Chris Harrison get like dirt all over his suit? Yeah.
He probably does. Well, maybe he has like an extra suit like Ryan Seacrest did at the Oscars.
True.
When Sacha Baron Cohen threw stuff on him.
Yeah. So I really didn't like Lindsay's hair. I mean, she looked pretty, but I don't know.
Well, the orange glow is finally faded from her body. Her hair, you're right, was not up to par.
And she keeps talking.
Okay, yeah, wait.
Stop her!
Why would you, like, he has the control in the situation. Like, what are you thinking? Are you going to convince him to pick you at the last minute? I guess she was just nervous and that was her defense mechanism.
I wish that he, when she got out of the helicopter, he said, hi, how are you? And she says, good. And she says she's nervous. And then he says, before you say anything.
You should be nervous because I'm not going
to
pick you.
Before you say anything, I'd like to say a few things to you first and get it over with. And so now here is my uh-oh moment. When Ben says to Lindsay, I've fallen in love with you.
Oh.
Why?
Wait.
Why?
What?
Why? Why would he say that to her? Then to say, but I've fallen in love with somebody else and I'm not picking you. Why would you say to this girl that you've fallen in love with her and get her hopes up? It's awful. He's more evil than Courtney. I cannot stand him.
Seriously? You really think that, though?
I do. I think that's evil.
I mean, that's pretty bad.
I think that's really mean.
I don't know if he's worse than Courtney, though.
I think that's mean.
I think he was just being careless, but yeah.
I mean, he says, can I walk you out? And Lindsay says, she's mad at herself for not giving Ben what he needed. I'm like, Lindsay.
What does that mean?
That's not the issue here, okay? But this is, I love the whole helicopter thing, but I have to say, I really do miss hearing the girls cry in the limo. Like, I miss hearing...
it's really hard to hear the sound of tears hitting the floor when the chopper blades are spinning
but normally,
80 miles an hour.
I'm not saying I miss hearing them cry. Let me go back. I miss like the interview in the limo that the girl normally has with the producer, you know, mm-hmm. saying mm-hmm. like, and she's like, I loved him, and I guess I don't have what he wants, and blah, blah, blah. We didn't get any of that.
Hmm.
You know, I miss that. You know, it's so loud, and Courtney arrives in the helicopter. But Ben tells the camera before Courtney comes that he's confused and he's not sure how it's going to end. Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess maybe Courtney might not say yes or something. Because things have been always rocky between him and Courtney.
I know.
I mean, they've had this quote-unquote connection the whole time, but they've had their friction.
Because they went skinny dipping.
Right, exactly. But they've always had that friction because of her actions to the other women in the house.
You're right. So Courtney arrives in the helicopter, and Ben says, I promised myself that I wouldn't get down on one knee again unless it was forever, and you're my forever, and...
Wait, can we talk about her, like, evil witch's cape that she's wearing? I was expecting her to, like, ask for Snow White's heart on, like, a box.
Yeah, but Lindsay had a cape.
Yeah, that's true.
They both had capes. So she says yes. What's weird is the music was so blah. Like, it wasn't
Yeah, it was, like, more, like, tension music and not, like, romantic music.
Will you accept this rose? Blah, blah, blah. So, you know... They're together, and then we have the after the final rose.
Okay, let's get through.
And this is what bothers me, Chris Harrison. I do have to say, this was not the most controversial season finale. It was not. There was way more controversial season finales. It wasn't what was so controversial that he picked the girl no one wanted him to pick. That's not controversial.
Well, I think he's referring to the fact that they broke up for a period of time, and then
he said this is the most. Before the airing of this episode, stay tuned for the most controversial season finale ever. Well, that's not controversial. Jason's was controversial. Yeah. When he picked Melissa in the end and then picked Molly. Definitely. Or Brad Womack not picking anyone during his first season. That's controversial. This isn't controversial. This is disappointing, mm-hmm. not controversial. So Chris says that Ben did what America didn't want him to do. And then he says that he asked that we all withhold our judgment until the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Since
well,
when is this a request of the producers of the show?
I think they're trying to do their best to play damage control just because it's been such a colossal mess since the beginning of the season or middle of the season when it was clear that Courtney was a total, you know, jerk to the girls and Ben wasn't seeing that. So he's like, look, don't judge them, everybody. Let's give them some space.
But that's annoying.
But I think he's doing it almost more for them than anybody, than for us, really, though, too.
Oh, obviously he's doing it for them. But who did Jason get that luxury of us not judging him?
I don't think he had an audience. Closed set.
True. Ben's hair, is it blown out? What's the deal with his hair? I mean, I like it better. He just
it looks better there, but yeah, he needs to.
He says he's still in love with Courtney, and the woman on TV I saw isn't the Courtney that I know. Well, that's her. That's what she did.
It wasn't a robot.
It wasn't a double.
It wasn't her evil twin.
No, that was her.
Hung around with the women. That was the woman that you're engaged to.
That's what she did.
She said those words.
He does say that, you know, he didn't see that side of her, but he noticed that she would skip during the rose ceremony after receiving a rose, like happily skip back to her spot. And he thought that was a little like, all right, you know, don't do things like that. He wishes that she was more gracious on TV, mm-hmm. but that they did break up for a period of time. But
yeah.
that's not so controversial. That's my point. Like, so what? This is what happens all the time. Not a big deal. He's napping with another woman, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. He swears on his father's grave that he hasn't been
right.
with another
he
woman.
He hasn't kissed another woman, he even said.
Right, right. So, but there were those tabloid photos. So we'll talk more about this next week. We're going to do some in-depth analysis of spoiler stuff. But you did look at those photos mm-hmm. as that final after the final rose was airing. What do you think about them?
I mean, it's the one photo that I did see. I just saw one. There was one that I saw where it looks like he's leaning in to kiss this girl. He has his hands on her face, like on her cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
But he could go be leaning in to kiss her
on the cheek. Like, goodbye. Hello.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, I believe him. I don't think he's lying. I really don't.
I believe him, too. I believe him, too. I agree.
And so then Courtney comes out. The audience boos. Some of them boo.
And at one point, she's like, oh, tough crowd.
And then she says, you know, she should have watched herself more. I've got a lot of sass in me, she says. It's hard living in a house with 25 other women. I'm thinking, but the 24 women didn't act, the other 24 women didn't act the way you did.
Right. Well, Blakely a little bit, but yes.
But like, yeah, but she should have said, you know, it was really hard for me. That's not an excuse. I do regret it, and I wish, instead of, I have sass in me.
Well, yeah, she's making some sort of pass for herself, saying, yeah, well, that's just how I am, and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But anyways, so
She does say that Ben abandoned her, and there's some trust that's been lost. And I can understand that in a way. I mean, if he says he wants to be with her, then be with her. You know?
Why did he get back together with her? Why, if halfway through the season, the fact that she's saying all these horrible things turned him off enough to say, you know what? I'm going to give this ring, you know, I'm taking this ring from you. We're going to give it back to Chris Harrison.
Which is so dumb.
And this is it. We're done. You know, though, we don't know what the terms were of their separation. Did he say, let's take a break? Or did
Seems
he
like
say,
it.
Let's break up? Or
well,
did
he didn't send her anything for Valentine's Day. That's pretty...
That sounds like pretty broken up to me.
Yeah, and her point was like, not even carnations, you know? Like, I don't blame her, you know, in that way. This is my theory. My theory is the Ben that we saw say to Emily, tread lightly, that Ben, that's a huge part of Ben, who Ben is. And he loves being right. This is what I've sensed from him. Don't know him. Just giving my judgment from watching the show. Mm-hmm. So my opinion is he loves being right and he wants to prove everyone wrong. And that's why he's going to get back together with her. And that's why he's going to try and work this out. I think he does love her. But I think he's upset with how she behaved. I think his mom and his sister probably were upset. And so he's, you know, he's treading lightly. He's got to be careful. Ben says they're in a good place and they're engaged and they put the, you know, ring on and blah, blah, blah. And Courtney says, oh, it's a tough crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what do you expect?
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you, now there's like two things here. One, we never see Lindsay. They barely mention her name. So, but we talked about that at the top of the show, but just putting that out there,
I was really
really ticked off during the show. I'm like, where is she?
Right.
Like, this is awful. Like,
right.
This poor girl, she's a part of this equation as well.
But she denied it. Right. So.
And it's just more of a focus on Ben and Courtney. In fact, we have a voicemail that brings this up. So let's take a listen.
Hi, Nicole and Matt. It's Kristen from New York, New York. And my question for you this week is, why do you think they focus so much time on Ben sort of abandoning Courtney and that being the reason for their breakup and less on the fact that it was because of her actions? Let me know what you think.
I totally agree. I think Ben abandoned Courtney because of her actions. Now, in Courtney's defense, if he's going to choose her, then choose her. You know, in Courtney's defense, she's thinking, well, thanks a lot. You said you're still going to stand behind me and then you leave me for a couple weeks and break up with me. But, and I said this before again, I'll say it again, I think they should have played some of what Courtney said and made it more about Courtney's actions rather than about Ben abandoning her. Remind us all of what she did.
Right.
You know, because it's this After the Final Rose was made Ben out to look like this monster where, you know, he abandoned her and Chris is like, can you trust him again, Courtney? And she's like, I don't think so. Not wholly. I can't trust him yet. You know, and it's made to be like, oh, poor Courtney. Her man let her down. Well, you let him down by the way you acted. I agree. I think they should have shown some clips.
Well, all right. So then they pull out the ring.
Blah, blah, blah.
And
cries.
They cry. And he puts it on her finger. This time she's not wearing a black glove that she has to take off first.
No.
He just puts it on and they say they're going to try and make it. And
6 months.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I wanted to ask you. How long do you give them?
6 months.
I give them 3.
That's it?
That's it. They're going to break up in 3 months.
Ben's stronger than that.
He
wants to prove everyone wrong. He does. He does. He wants to prove everyone wrong. 6 months.
Ugh.
So Ashley and JP come out. They, of course, have to bring out a couple that's still together, blah, blah, blah.
But you know what, though? I have to say I like them more now than I ever have before.
I think they're great.
They seem so normal and down to earth and seems like her insecurities are gone. I remember before her season aired, I saw her once or twice on TV. One time I remember specifically on Jimmy Kimmel where she was very funny and I was like, okay, I like Ashley. And then the season started and the whole Bentley thing happened.
Right,
it was terrible.
Right.
But she's back to that now. And JP's like super nice. He seems like a cool guy.
Love him.
I'm so happy for them.
Love
and they're going to get married this year.
And Chris Harrison says he'll perform their ceremony. I guess he's ordained to perform this.
No, he's from Long Island. And
JP.
Yeah, not Chris Harrison. I think he's from Texas. But JP's from Long Island. If their wedding takes place here, do you want to go?
Obviously. But they're not going to tell everyone when it is. They're not going to post on Facebook, hey, everyone, this is our wedding. They're going to have crazy people, like you and I, coming to crash it.
Oh, I just can't even imagine.
But I don't think it normally happens. Normally, I could be wrong, but most of the time, weddings take place where the bride is from.
And isn't she from like Maine or something?
Yeah,
I'm not going to make that trip.
Yeah. So she finally finished dental school, blah, blah, blah. They're going to move to New Jersey. But Ashley makes a good point. She says that people have called her names, you know, regarding
people were
media.
Very mean.
People were mean. People said she was ugly. Like, it's just mean. And she says, you know, the advice is don't listen to words that aren't going to build you up.
Right.
You
know? Don't listen to the Bachelor podcast. Don't hear these people that
we
are
never said she was ugly.
No.
So.
But we said stuff about Courtney, but nothing she didn't deserve. No. On the contrary, she's very beautiful.
I think she was mean. She said, well, let me say this. She said mean things.
Yes.
She said very
there you
mean
go.
Things. So, well, we want to thank you for listening to the Bachelor Podcast.
So next week, we'll be back for one more episode. So in this episode, we're going to look at all of the spoilers that we didn't read this season. I'm going to read Reality Steve, and we're going to read all those websites that are out there, and we're going to see what they say, see if their spoilers came true or not. We're going to discuss all that. And if you have any interesting spoilers that you read or rumors that you heard throughout the season, send them to us. You can email us at thebachelorpodcast@gmail.com. So send us that there, or you can just visit us on Facebook. Nicole, where can they find us?
They can find us at facebook.com/thebachelorpodcast. They can also email us at thebachelorpodcast@gmail.com, Twitter with username bachelorpodcast, or don't forget, people can leave us a voicemail at 631-223-8435. You can also visit our new site.
Yes, it's www.thebachelorpodcast.com. We got a new logo and stuff. Maybe if you're listening to this podcast, you'll see the new logo appear for the first time. So, yeah, we're moving up in the world a little bit.
We are.
And so there's an open casting call for Bachelor Pad. So I really want to know, are any of you listeners going to be auditioning for Bachelor Pad? Are you going to try and worm your way in there?
Well, maybe to all you listeners out there, maybe your favorite Bachelor podcasters will be auditioning.
You know what? I have a lot of work to do if they want to see me in a bathing suit. That's all I got to say.
Oh, come on.
I'm not ready for that. But if they need people judging some sort
of this is what I would love for us to do. Yeah.
Contest or something.
I would love for us to be on judging a contest. That's all. That's all I'm asking for. So please, just listen. All of our listeners out there,
yeah,
please write to The Bachelor at ABC. Go online, write to them, and tell them about this podcast. And I'm going to write to them as well.
Okay.
See what happens.
So you're going to do the work.
I'm going to do it, but I want people to let everyone know that, you know, we should be supported and we should be on there just to judge one of the contests or sit in the front row and give our opinion at the finale or just a little something. That's all.
All right. Well,
free trip to LA.
Let's free trip to LA. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're gonna pay for stay in the Motel 6. And
so,
I would love just to step foot in the Bachelor Mansion would be enough for me. That would be pretty amazing. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you sometime next week, and make sure you send us your feedback for that. Adios. We must be.